ジャパニーズポット101や。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Hi everyone, Kat here.
こんにちは、皆さん、ナオミです。
Welcome to Newbie Series Season 5, Lesson 17. Do you want to come and play Japanese sports with us? Hello and welcome back to the JapanesePod101.com, the fastest, easiest, and most fun way to learn Japanese.
Kat-san, please tell us what we are going to learn in this lesson.
In this lesson, you will learn how to make sentences and questions using Class 3 verbs.
This conversation takes place at school,
and it's between Shiroyama and Kent.
The speakers are friends of the same age, so they'll be speaking informally.
Basic and premium members.
If you have a 3G phone,
you can see the lesson notes in your favorite browser on your phone.
Stop by JapanesePod101.com to find out more.
Let's listen to the conversation.
おーす。
あ、おはよう。オース？
挨拶だよ挨拶。オース。
オース。
そうそう、まいまい。なあ、ケント。ケント、サッカーする？
うん、するよ。
今日の昼、サッカーするよ。来る？
いいの？
行く行く！
やった
ー！もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
おーす。
あ、おはよ。おーす？
挨拶だよ、挨拶。おーす。
おーす。
そうそう。うまい、うまい。なあ、ケント。ケント、サッカーする？
うん、するよ。
今日の昼。サッカーするよ。来る？
いいの？行く、行く。やったー。
今度は英語が入ります。
おーす。
おーす。
あ、おはよう。
あ、morning。
おーす？
おーす？
挨拶だよ、挨拶。おーす。
It's a greeting, a greeting.おーす。
おーす。
おーす。
そうそう、まいまい。
That's it. You've got it.
なあ、ケント。ケント、サッカーする？
Hey, Kent, do you play soccer?
うん、するよ。
Yeah, I do.
今日の昼、サッカーするよ。来る？
I'm going to play soccer this afternoon. Do you want to come?
いいの？
Really?
行く行く！やったー！
Yeah, I'll go. Yay!So Kent learned a new aisatsu today, a new greeting.
I've personally never used this phrase, so I'm not sure I'm sounding right or not.
I'd love to hear you say that
again. As you can probably tell, it's a very informal greeting, mostly used by guys. And there are other variations, such as like os or os.
It's really funny. I love it. It's so cute. It sounds like it's kind of like the equivalent of hey or what's up in English. I don't know what exactly it's short for in Japanese, though. It's kind of like, is it a really short form of like, konnichiwa, konnichiwa, みたいな? No. No one knows. We need some more men in this room.
Yeah, but it's pretty slangy.
It's kind of nice, though, to hear a conversation between two young men because you get to hear a very different style of Japanese than you've probably heard before, or even that Naomi and I speak, actually. So it's good for our male listeners out there, I think.
そうですね。Like how Shiroyama-kun used na when he said, na, Kento.
Hey, Kent.
Normally, you might use ne when starting to say something to someone, but na is more common for guys.
It's good to hear the little differences between girl speech and guy speech. As you study more and more Japanese, you'll start to notice a lot of the little differences and be able to use them yourself. Okay, so now let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. The first word we're going to see is
挨拶.
Greeting.
挨拶. 挨拶.
And next?
うまい.
Good at, skilled at.
うまい. うまい.
And next?
サッカー.
Soccer, football.
サッカー. サッカー.
And next?
する.
To do.
する. する.
And finally?
行く.
To go.
行く. 行く.
All right, so now let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson.
The first word we'll look at is うまい.
Good at, skilled. This word うまい should sound familiar to you. We also had it as a vocab word in the last lesson, but with a different meaning. In the last lesson, we learned the other meaning, delicious or yummy. In the dialogue for this lesson, it was used to mean good at something.
Right. When Kent copied Shiroyama-kun's greeting, Shiroyama-kun said, そうそう, うまいうまい.
That's it, you've got it. He was complimenting Kent.
So if you see someone do something and they're really good at it, you can say that they're うまい.
What's the next word?
挨拶.
Greeting. Phrases like こんにちは and おはようございます are considered 挨拶.
Shiroyama-kun's os is considered as an 挨拶.
Maybe very thinly, yes. Right, when we say greeting in English, though, it tends to sound like only the phrases you say when you first see someone, such as good morning, good evening, good afternoon. But phrases like おやすみなさい, good night, are also considered 挨拶, right?
そうですね, that's right. They're set phrases that you use in certain situations.
If you learn the proper 挨拶 in Japanese, you'll leave a very good impression on people. And the last word is?
サッカー.
Soccer, or if you come from a British English-speaking country, football. This one shouldn't be hard to remember.
そうですね, right. It's just a word taken from English pronounced with Japanese sounds.
You have to make sure you say it the Japanese way, though. I actually call this talking in katakana, which is the script we use to write it, or else you won't be understood by Japanese people.
そうですね. サッカー. Japanese doesn't put R's at the end of the word, so it turns into a long ah sound. サッカー.
A lot of sports names are actually loanwords taken from English, aren't they?
そうね. So this should be easy to remember.
We introduced some names of sports in the lesson notes PDF, but let's go through them here too so we can hear how they sound. We'll give the Japanese word first.
バスケットボール.
Basketball.
テニス.
Tennis.
バレーボール.
Volleyball. So, although these words are taken from English and you might think that would make them easier to say, I think it actually might make it even more difficult for English speakers.
そうですね, right. Saying them with Japanese pronunciation.
So make sure you don't slip back into English when you're speaking Japanese and suddenly say soccer instead of sakka. So if you play any sports, make sure you learn how to say them so you can talk about them in Japanese.
はい.
In this lesson, you'll learn how to make sentences and questions using the verbs する and くる. These two verbs are the only irregular verbs in the Japanese language, and so they belong to their own verb class called class 3 verbs. So let's introduce these two verbs.
The first one is する, and it means
to do.
The polite form is します. The second one is 来る, and it means
to come.
The polite form is 来ます.
These are very common verbs in Japanese, and so they're very important to know. Let's look at how the first one was used in the dialogue.
Shiroyama-kun said, ケント、サッカーする?
Kent, do you play soccer?
Usually, the verb する comes after a noun.
Right, it comes after a noun and changes it into a verb. Here, the verb する comes after サッカー to create the phrase サッカーする, which is literally to do soccer. In natural English, we'd actually say to play soccer, of course.
This applies to the names of the sports we mentioned before.
That's right, for example,
バスケットボールする
would be to play basketball.
テニスする
would be to play tennis.
バレーボールする
would be to play volleyball, and so on.
So, name of a sport plus する means to play the sport.
Going back to the dialogue, in response to the question, Kent said,
するよ?
Yeah, I do play soccer. So, Kent is talking about soccer, but he didn't need to say サッカー.
Oh, great point. Yes, Shiroyama-kun said, サッカーする?
Do you play soccer?
But Kent only responded with するよ? Because the topic is already known.
In Japanese, leaving out information that is already known is the key. You really will sound so much more natural this way.
Mm. So again, just saying suru yo in this case means,
yeah, I do play soccer. Now, let's look at the next line. We'll see both class 3 verbs used here.
Shiroyama-kun said, 今日の昼、サッカーするよ。来る?
This is a pretty long sentence, so let's break it down.
今日の昼.
Literally, today's afternoon, meaning this afternoon.
サッカーするよ。サッカーする,
to play soccer. The particle yo at the end is for emphasis. You're telling the listener some new information that they don't know.
And lastly, 来る?
Verb meaning to come. Here, it's a question with the rising intonation, so it means, do you want to come?
来る is the second class 3 verb, along with する.
Let's look at some more sample sentences that use 来る.
明日、学校に来る.
I'll come to school tomorrow.
明日 is tomorrow, and 学校 is school. We usually put the particle に after the place we talk about coming to. 学校に, to school. Actually, the usage of particle ni will be covered in lesson 22.
Don't worry overly about these grammatical rules right now, because we'll explain them later.
Hi. So once again, 明日、学校に来る.
I'll come to school tomorrow. And how about one more sample sentence, please?
今日、うちに来る?
Wanna come over to my house today? Since Naomi-sensei said this sentence in a rising intonation, it's a question. Now let's break it down.
今日
Today.
うちに.
うち is house, so to my house.
来る?
Want to come?
So altogether, 今日うちに来る?
Wanna come over to my house today? There is actually one more thing I want to mention about this word.
What's that?
Remember that the meaning is come. There is a difference between come and go in Japanese, just like there is in English.
Good point.
Shiroyama-kun asked Kent, 来る? And what did Kent say in response?
行く行く.
I'll go.
行く is the verb that means to go.
You'll see a lot more of this verb later on in the series.
We'll cover it more in the next lesson, in fact.
Okay, well that's all for this lesson.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Don't forget to let us know in the comments if you have any questions. Until next time.
じゃあまた!
おーす!
あ、おはよう。 おーす?
挨拶だよ、挨拶。 おーす!
おーす。そうそう、まいまい。なあ、ケント、ケント、サッカーする? うん、するよ。今日の昼、サッカーするよ。来る?
いいの?
いくいく!やったー!